News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, plans for a whitewater rafting centre in Dublin City appear to have been shelved. In an update to councillors, Dublin City Council says there has been significant hostility towards the project and that it had been unable to convince state bodies to provide funding. We're joined by Fine Gael Dublin City Councillor Danny Byrne. Danny, what do you make of this decision? Do you welcome it or are you disappointed?
Good morning, Shane, and good morning to your listeners. Morning. I absolutely welcome it, Shane, and I see it as an early Christmas present for the people of Dublin. When this proposal first came forward...
The Christmas present is there's no Christmas present, basically, though, is it not? Because this isn't going ahead.
Yes, but at least we're not spending tens of millions, Shane, on an elitist project while a local swimming pool lies empty because of broken tiles.
And why do you say elitist?
Well, it was to cost €50 a pop, you know. So I don't think the people in Sean McDermott Street, who their, like I said, their swimming pool is closed because of broken tiles, will agree with me that it's at 50. For me, it's €50 a pop.
Right. Was there not also plans to involve local communities and bring them there and get them involved at far less than £50? That's my recollection of it.
Well, so we were told, Shane, but the history of this project is when it was first came out, it was told to be costing around 10 to 12 million. Then a number of months later, there was another story that some elements were forgot to be added on, so it was costing 20 odd million.
Yeah. I think a lot of this was to be provided, though, under a special fund that would have allowed the council to invest in kind of major infrastructure projects that would encourage tourism and so on. This surely would have done that.
Agreed, Shane. However, it would appear that the people assessing under that fund had the same opinion of this facility that I have.
Does it not show a lack of ambition in our part? I can't help but think if this was Barcelona or Porto, that they would have gone ahead and built this. They would think bigger than we do. Like you're mentioning tiles on a swimming pool. Like, yeah. Of course those tiles should be fixed, but that's not an argument for doing nothing else.
Well, Shane, for me, one commentator said in relation to this facility that Dublin City Council had lost its way, and I agree with that. Whilst children eat from cardboard on O'Connell Street, I'm not happy with that.
Danny, sir, look, sorry, hang on a second. That kind of argument, like, we would do nothing. We would build nothing. We'd invest in nothing if that was our argument. Like, homelessness is a terrible thing. But that doesn't, like, the presence of homelessness doesn't mean you don't ever do anything else other than build houses and feed people. That has to be the priority. But there's got to be room for investing in other things as well.
Agreed. However, I don't believe we're meeting the housing emergency head on as much as we should be. No time or a lot of time shouldn't be spent on projects like this.
So build nothing else apart from houses.
Well, there's an element of a fur coat and maybe lack of underwear in relation to this, you know. Let's fix the big problems first and then look at projects like this.
Okay.
But again, I go back to the closed swimming pool. It's outrageous that swimming pool is still closed. It'll be closed for months and months yet and has already been closed for 2 years.
All right. Fine Gael, Dublin City Councillor Danny Byrne, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Thank you, Sean.